Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get live, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight, and the gorillas just shot you big. Somebody needs a bottle. This adrenaline, so that's the middle fence. Stopping through your suffers like coke, meth, and Ritalin. Street lights and little sins. We fight for little yen. Just fight the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck to cop. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buff the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials were written. So they paid no attention at the scribble transmission. Red, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. and quitting time, time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world, it's midnight, and the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the knife falls just so you can't see the scars. It's forced between the stars. It's dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner. If you say cocaine, they claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switched games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drink and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists, let's get tumultuous. And bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is the time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight, and the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on, come on with it.
It's Disorderly Conduct with Vincent and Bay. What it do? Apparently BTR has got all its gastrointestinal problems worked out, and they are gracing us with our voice, yes, yet again here on the airwaves. Oh my God. Oh, I can't talk. Abu, what'd it do?
Good August 13th, the events.
Oh, that's right. We have three Abu coming to us from the future. It is still August 12th here at the Megaforce Studios.
And I first want to begin to give a shout out to the In the Building family. They got so much love. They were kind of worried about me driving home tonight. But I made it home. I actually want to thank everybody that showed me love during the course of my years of living. And I got people coming up to me left and right, you know, saying I'm praying for you. And just thinking back in my old high school days and stuff like that, all the people that protected me from people that made fun of me. So I just want to give a big shout out to all those people that showed love over the years. I got an exclusive for you today, Vince. You'll be happy to know.
Mm-hmm.
The latest installment of the Abu Reality Show is up and running on YouTube.
Oh, sick.
Yes, this is where I would get drunk.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Mr. Three Abu.
Mr. Three Abu.
And actually, a blast from the past is in there. Crazy's name is mentioned briefly in there because she texted me that night.
Crazy was around earlier. She poked in for a second. Yeah, she was on when you were on earlier with me.
Really?
She was in the chat room and she called in, but it was during the middle of a song, and then she hung up.
God, that's ironic! How ironic that is.
And then, but then the whole show got dumped, so we never got to talk to her.
Wow.
But yeah, this is cool, man. I want to check this out.
That's too freaky. I can't believe it. Her name is mentioned in the exclusive video, and then she's on BTR today. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Unfucking believable.
That is how it do.
Yeah. So what you have to say? Just hi, Vince. How's it going?
Yeah, she was just like, oh, I don't want to listen if you're not talking about sex. Because, like, I was on some Thomas Paine bullshit, which I'm going to get back on into in a minute. I'm fired up, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to, like, tomorrow. I'm gonna try to take out some time and go to the bookstore or go somewhere and pick up a copy of that Common Sense, because I'm fired up. As much as I think Glenn Beck is a douchetard, mm-hmm. I have to give him props for, like, you know, using, because he's doing this Common Sense book tour. He's got his own Common Sense book. You know, whatever. I still think he's a douche, but I like that he's at least getting that you know, getting people reinvigorated and inspired to rediscover some of these revolutionary writers who were, because he was basically like the blogger of his time, you know,
mm-hmm.
Thomas Paine, and he was kind of like all over the place. He was just kind of like a free spirit. He never really, you know, stayed in one place for too long. And apparently he was, like, instrumental in getting Benjamin Franklin
mm-hmm.
To Pennsylvania. Like, Benjamin Franklin. I don't know how these guys – I want to go back and take a history course. I was thinking about going back to school and just taking some courses, not because I want to get another degree or anything, just because, like – I don't know, just expand my knowledge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I want to do is, obviously, I want to go to do one of these college radio shows, mm-hmm. Radio stations. So I'm thinking of going to this community college here that has a radio station. And also, mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool, since I'm already enrolled, why not take a class or two, like a history class or something, and just, like, revisit history and ask questions this time, though. Because, like, when you grow up in these government indoctrination centers, or even if you like me, I didn't go to private public school. I went to private school, but they mm-hmm. they teach people act like the private schools are supposedly better curriculum, but they're teaching the same bullshit. Maybe the books are nicer. Or, you know, they have better, you know, more workbooks or better quality or whatever, but...
No, but they're not mandated to teach
They're not mandated, but I'm sure they're heavily influenced. I'm sure,
yeah.
You know, I didn't get any alternative U.S. history. I got the same bullshit that I'm sure you got. Maybe
mm-hmm.
we just had a different textbook, but
mm-hmm.
it was probably the textbook was saying the same bullshit.
Right.
And I never questioned any of it. I just accepted it. I was like, fuck it, I don't care. There's girls in this classroom. I would like to go back. I would like to go back to high to like just travel around from high school to high school and just do a one-off like thing where I just go in front of the class and read quotes from Thomas Paine and talk about libertarianism and pass out free joints.
Right. Right, yeah.
That's gonna be my common sense tour.
Right. Now, first of all, you said earlier, are you sure you weren't talking about Module that wanted sex talk? You're talking about crazy.
Did I say crazy?
You said crazy.
Oh fuck, dude! I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was Module.
It was Module. Yeah.
I
said crazy. I meant Module.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say okay. Then the second thing is, I was watching CNN earlier before I came on the show,
yeah.
And they have in that bill a death panel.
Now, dude, oh man, you don't think insurance companies right now, private insurance companies, don't have death panels?
Yeah, I know they do because the guy said they do.
So why is it such a bad thing to have a government death panel now? I think we should outlaw death panels to begin with. Why do we need a government option death panel? Let's just fucking get rid of the death panels altogether.
Right.
That's what I keep saying, dude. It's not. Who cares if you're getting government insurance or getting private insurance?
Because Vince, I'll tell you why, Vince. Okay. Because
first
of all, the people that hired a president that the president's a puppet to will be making the decisions this time around. They don't make the decisions for these insurance companies that are across America. That's why. The powers that are behind the president making decisions are going to be the same people that are behind the healthcare decision making.
I don't know what people you're talking about.
The Illuminati, the people that go to the
right,
Geneva.
Right. The Illuminati, right, of course. The Bilderbergs. The Bilderbergs and the
I believe
the Bilderbergs exist. I mean, there's a convention every year somewhere in the world where all these top industry people come together behind closed doors, and it's called Bilderberger. I believe that exists, yes. But is that where – or is that the meeting where they plot their destruction of the entire universe break it down into explicit detail? No, I don't think so. I think they're just it's like any other conference – I don't care if it's an Illuminati conference or a fucking crochet-making conference. It's bullshit. It's just a big powwow for all the fucking people to get together and jerk each other off.
Okay, well, you just keep believing that.
I don't doubt that the people that go to these Bilderberger meetings are a lot of the people that are the problem. I get that. But my whole thing is with this Alex Jones fucking conspiracy theory network, which I love conspiracy theories. I fucking love Alex Jones's movies, man. I think he's fucking brilliant as a filmmaker.
But first of all, that wasn't a film. The one where he went to when he infiltrated the Northern California was not a film. That was actually real. That's like a reality show of what the hell these guys are doing.
I know. It's still a film, though, dude. It's still – whatever, dude. It's still – a documentary, whatever you want to call it. Video, whatever the fuck. Home movies. I love Alex Jones's home movies. Whatever you want to fucking call them.
Yeah, well, the way you make it sounds like Total Recall and shit.
But
like
I think you got to take, the mainstream media and all their bullshit with a grain of salt. Don't think just because Alex Jones is an alternative voice that he's not spewing out propaganda and bullshit too.
Okay, I don't tell you he's spewing out propaganda when he's like filming exactly what's going on. What is he filming?
He's filming. Have you seen the Stern Grove, the Bohemian Grove footage?
Yes, I have.
It's all blurry. It's from a really far away angle.
Okay, all
it's
right.
It's shaky. You can't tell where the fuck they are. I could have fucking staged that, dude. I could have got 12 of my friends together, got them naked, put them around in a circle in the woods, and took a camera, went in the bushes, and made it all shaky to make it look like some weird shit's going on.
You know why I believe that? Because he interviewed David Gergen afterwards about that, and Gergen just went snapped on him. And why would you snap on a guy if this guy is not telling you the truth and stuff? He even told Gergen, like, isn't this what happened? You called him, I don't want to be running naked in the bushes with these people or something like that. And it was in the paper, and Gergen denied it. You can judge people's reaction when you approach a person about that kind of stuff.
Sure, man. It was a private event. It was a private event. You don't have a private event just because these people aren't on fucking Justin TV fucking each other on the camera. You know, doesn't mean they're not allowed to fucking go fuck in the bushes by themselves privately. Like, who cares? Who cares if they worship the devil? I don't give a fuck. There's people out there that worship fucking God and Jesus Christ, and they scare me as much or more than some fucking devil worshipers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried. I'm not worried about them getting naked and running around in the fucking forest. I'm worried about them, you know, passing these bills like the fucking cap and trade bill, that's basically creating another securitization market. And the healthcare industry, it's, you know, see, that's the thing. This whole thing, it has nothing to do with the fucking the healthcare industry. It has nothing to do with the big pharma. This is finance capital. This is Wall Street finding another excuse to create to fill their fucking coffers with more liquidity, so they can create a new derivatives market. That's all they do, man. They create new fucking derivatives markets. That's what the cap and trade thing is. It's all about creating a new market with credits that can be exchanged and have value. They just create those credits. They create this. They're you know, these people are not, these people that are trying to push through this healthcare shit. These are not the drug companies. These are not the insurance companies. They're pushing this through. These are the financiers, the capital financiers, the Wall Street. That's who runs Obama's fucking White House, is fucking Wall Street, dude.
Just like
Bush was run by the fucking military-industrial complex, Obama is fucking run by the fucking Wall Street fucking financiers, the fucking Goldman Sachs and their whole fucking clique. They're preying on people's fears and dreams and tugging on their heartstrings, because they know that healthcare is such a hot issue. Nothing's gonna fucking change, dude. All they're gonna do is pass a bill where they can throw another $1 trillion into somebody else's pocket, and then they're gonna try to make a derivatives market off of that.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions. Number one. You don't think the 5 to 6 family, powerful families like the mob are controlling the world affairs? The Rockefellers, the Carnegie?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think they're controlling the world. I don't think they're controlling the world, Abu.
Okay.
I think they have power and influence for sure. More power and influence than I could ever have.
Okay.
But they don't have it all yet.
Okay. Second question. Who the hell do you think controls the media? Who the hell do you think controls the media when news stories come out?
Wall Street.
Wall Street controls the media, like the news programs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same people that back up these companies, like GE. What's GE? What are all these?
People are backing up GE? You say Wall Street. Who the hell do you think is on Wall Street? They're backing
bankers, finance, hedge fund managers. Derivatives managers, fucking people, you know, companies like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley,
yeah.
All these people, all these companies that finance all these deals and sell the IPOs of all these companies and stuff and deal in large quantities with their stock and all the securitization and derivatives that come from those stocks. Yeah, it's the same people. GE, what the fuck company is GE? They're supposed to be making light bulbs, right? No, they got their hands in everything. I mean, these companies, they start off as one thing, and then they just become a label that you put on. Basically, like, some of these companies are just – like, GE in itself is kind of like a big hedge fund. I mean, when these companies, like News Corp, hedge fund, fucking the company that owns CBS, formerly known as –
Prince?
No, formerly known as Viacom. Now, they split Viacom up into two companies. But even all those companies are under the umbrella of another conglomerate that has a completely different name that Sumner Redstone owns. So it's like they just change their names. They create new names and new brands, and they just, you know, Philip Morris. What do they call Philip Morris now? And it's the same old. It's the fucking finance capital, the corporations, Wall Street, All that shit, dude, is what's fucking running our economy or ruining our economy right now.
Well, I agree with you to there, but I just don't think that you're dismissing a handful of people behind.
All right, okay. Tell me what I'm missing.
No, I mean I agree with you, like the Wall Street and all that stuff, but there's still, like I said, the J.P. Morgans, the Rockefellers. I think it's like one big fucking.
J.P. Morgan, you know what? J.P. Morgan is finance capital. That's what I was talking about.
I agree with you on that one, but there's other families too, like the Rockefellers. And mm-hmm. some other powerful families that you're dismissing as just they just get together for a little power.
The Rockefeller, okay. First of all, the Rockefeller family itself is not as powerful as you think. Okay, David Rockefeller, yes, has a large sphere of influence. He does represent, a big powerful force in the world and in politics and the global economy. As a whole, yes, he does have his roots deep. That family does have its roots deeply entrenched in the elite circles of this country, no doubt about it. But it's kind of like the Gotti family, the John Gottis, the Bonanno family. John Gotti eventually became the head of the Bonanno family, and the actual members of the Bonannos were actually banished. Oh, they were not allowed to return back to New York City.
Okay.
But they still operated under the Bonanno family name, but different dons took it over. Different people took it over to the point where there's no actual Bonannos in that family anymore. In that organization anymore, at least not directly associated with it. So it's the same thing, dude. It's like the new boss is just like the old boss, but it's not exactly the same thing. It's like Rockefeller certainly has he's got his foundations and his empire in and of itself, but they're at the point now where they just kind of have interests in a lot of things rather than commanding some big empire like, say, Warren
That's
Buffett or somebody
about.
Like that.
That's what I'm talking about. The greasing palms of different entities, politicians, the police force, all that kind of shit.
Yeah, and all these banking interests, they're the ones that created the Federal Reserve.
Right.
They're the ones that colluded together and snuck through this bill to give the power to create currency in this country to the Federal Reserve, which now is sort of this quasi, it's supposed to be like this independent entity, and everybody likes to say, oh, it's no more federal than Federal Express, and I'm so sick of people saying that bullshit, because it works in tandem with the Treasury, so it might as well be a part, of the Treasury. It's just allowed to operate unregulated, essentially, and that's scary. But,
well, speaking of the Federal, was it Federal Reserve? Wasn't that J.P. Jackass that started the Federal Reserve?
Federal Reserve was started in 1913, it was established in 1913, dude.
It's 1860.
No.
Andrew Jackson was the first one.
Hold on, dude. Relax. Calm down. Hang on. Take a breath. Take a breath.
Okay.
Now, the idea of a central bank in the United States was not established in 1913. Just the version we know now as the Federal Reserve system was established in 1913.
Okay.
There were central bankers and central banking in this country prior to that. Yes. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know my history very well. I don't know what those central banks were called. Yes, Andrew Jackson was notorious for fighting off central banking, and I think there's over the course of the history of our country, there's been numerous central banks that have cropped up, and some of them have been shot down, and some of them have held on for a while. But I think we might be towards the end of this current incarnation. They'll probably dump this, like, because it. They're going to pass this Federal Reserve audit, and people are going to open up the books, and it's going to probably expose a lot of stuff that people probably already kind of could have figured out on their own. But mm-hmm. I think it will shine light on something that other people didn't even realize was there, and it might cause for the Congress, because the Congress has the power to take away. You know, they enacted the Federal Reserve. They created the Federal Reserve technically because they mm-hmm. passed the legislation to give it, you know, its status. Right. So they can easily take that away if they want. And if they want to, and if they feel like it's a good enough PR move, you know, they probably will do it. Like I said, I confronted my congressperson 2 months or 3 months ago now, or 4 months ago, whatever it was, before this H.R. 1207 had reached the you know, a majority amount of co-sponsors. I went to her and said earlier to her office, you know, I think mm-hmm. you saw the video, and told her that I wanted her to sign on to 1207, and it wasn't until after it went over the whatever the 218 votes needed to get a majority. It wasn't until after that she sent me an email saying, "Oh, I've decided to co-sponsor 1207. Thank you for, you know, blah blah blah." You know, they'll just go along with it that's what they do, though. That's the good news about the House of Representatives is if they find out something's trending and they you know, it's gonna go through with or without them, they're gonna jump on board so they can look like a good guy if it does, you know, actually turn out to be something good, because they don't want to be seen mm-hmm. as the person that tried to shoot it down, especially if it's a moot point whether they vote against it or not, because it's going to pass no matter what.
Right.
So like it's just, you know, but that's the thing, though, is the House of Representatives is the closest thing we have to still having a stranglehold on our representatives, and mm-hmm. it's only one half of the legislative process. So, like, once it's just because, you know, the House passes one version of something, you know, mm-hmm. an audit the Fed bill, doesn't mean the Senate is going to necessarily. Then the Senate goes to the Senate, and then the Senate can like stick in. That's where they stick in the pork. That's where those guys in the Senate are. You want to talk about being in the bag for the other team? That's the Senate. Like, they are the most corrupt motherfuckers there are in mm-hmm. the government. And so, like, it's a whole different ball game over there. They don't listen to their constituents, or their at least their supposedly constituents. They listen to the people that have made them millionaires and kept them in office for, you know, 8 terms or whatever it is. So so that's where things get fucked up. And,
I never understood that. Why, you know, there could be changes made to the damn bill. The House makes a damn bill. Senate just look at it and say, okay, we agree with you. No, this guy, you got to change this. What is adding crap? Is the Senate should be like a school teacher, and the Congress should be like the pupil writing a term paper. The teacher looks over and says, "Okay, yeah, good writing, good job." No, you got misspelling here. Take it back and redo it. Not add to your paper. That's like a teacher adding to your paper.
No, that's pretty much what they do. Is they tell you what they do like and don't like. They tell you what they take it and tell you what they do like and don't like, and then they add stuff on it. Yeah, they add stuff to it. Yeah, yeah. That's where all the pork comes in. That's what they did with the TARP. And the House didn't want to pass the TARP, and then somehow they got their arms twisted, and they added a little pork in there, and they passed it in the House, and they sent it over to the Senate, and the Senate was like, you know, oh, we're not going to do it. We're not going to pass this. We have to put in our pork. And fucking John McCain, who's supposed to be anti-pork, fucking signed on to it after they fucking added the pork onto it during this fucking campaign where he's saying he's against pork.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fucking bullshit. And this Arlen Specter is such a douchebag. I can't believe he has the fucking gall to put his face on TV or
right.
in front of anybody. And fucking he is a fucking coward. And he knows it. I see it on his face in these town hall meetings.
Yeah, you see that town hall meeting? That's hilarious.
Dude, you just look at Arlen Specter's face. He knows he's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
He knows he's a spineless jellyfish. And I mean, he just straight up said, you know what, I'm switching parties because I just want to get reelected. Like,
right.
You know, like he's just like straight up, you know what, I have no chance as a Republican now because shit's, you know, people are piling up on Republicans now. I have a better chance as a Democrat. And he just fucking sheepishly goes over to the other side of the aisle like a fucking little schoolgirl. And he looks like, I love looking at his face now because, like, you know, when the Bush administration was going and he was still a Republican, he looked like he was the fucking man. Like, he was kind of like he was almost like a McCain, like a moderate maverick Republican, you know? And now he's just a fucking disgraced fucking old man who's washed up. He's like a washed up old fucking dirty tampon that's been thrown in the fucking gutter. But it's been fucking dusted off and propped up in front of a fucking TV screen or whatever the fuck he gets on to you know. And he has to do town hall meetings because he knows his numbers are down and he's fighting for his political life because he could get fucking thrown on the street. And I hope he does because he's a fucking career politician who's – this dude's been around since he was on the Warren Commission. Okay,
yeah.
That's how fucking old this fucking fossil is, and he needs to go back to fucking wherever his fucking ranch is or retirement home is in Pennsylvania. Go there and fucking sitting in a rocking chair and fucking suck an egg.
No, we the people should start petitioning for term limits for congressmen. That's getting to that point where you can get the hell out of there.
Oh, they find ways around that, though, bro. We try to do that in California. You know what that means? It just means you don't run for two terms in a row. You run for one term, then your wife runs for one term. Then you switch over to the Senate from the Assembly, and you run for two terms over there. Then you go to wherever else, and your wife just follows you around, and she picks up the two terms after you or whatever. They find ways around it, dude. You can't force people to do shit. You have to just get them to think it's cool to do something else, or just give them the message that it's time to do something else. But usually, more times than not, you know, this shit gets them in the ass in the end. Like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Arlen Specter just doesn't even win his primary. Or maybe he does. Maybe he does win his Democratic primary, but gets beat by his Republican opponent. If he was going to get beat by his Republican opponent in his primary anyways, how is he going to fare up against him in the main election? You know.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know. That guy's just a fucking douchebag, and I wish he'd go back to the fucking farm or whatever the fuck he came from.
Wow.
But he knows his days are numbered. You can just see it on his face. He just knows he's a fucking coward.
Yeah. Wow.
He needs some ass breath killers.
I want to see if they got any health care debates going on in the blog talk.
Alright, check this out. This is ass breath killers. I'm going to go... I'm gonna go check out your video, and I'll be right back.
You got ass breath.
And I'll a word from our
sponsor. You got ass breath.
Confused ass breath with strong halitosis. It's been hundreds of years since the first diagnosis by the African doctor Mwangi Masoi, known in the States as Mr. Thomas Boy. He found that preventing this affliction was lost with the mention of the phrase, I'm yes, I boss. When that phrase was uttered, many stomachs would wrench. Some jumped in the Atlantic to escape the stench. He noted ass breath came from kissing ass a lot. To be the boss's night normal like Lancelot. But the Masoi years later, before he was hanged, developed pills with the taste of lemon meringue, made from ground gunpowder for Haitian slaves, and sweat from Seminoles who just wouldn't behave. He tested first on young Nat from the turnip plantation. This is a batch off to the Christian nation. It should also be
noted, a bottle of it was found in the clinch dead hand of the white John Brown. Every time it went round, new people would find it. They would take their essence, put it in and grind it. In Russia, Africa, Asia too, Mao Zedong make the flavors new. In Cuba, the people make new shipments of this pill that is on the FDA shit list. It is not recommended to take before dinner with supervisor presidents or such tight sinners. Take this pill and say what you wish you said. It hardens backbones, they might wish you dead. And it's not to be confused with courage juice, which we drank in chains and we still ain't loose. These pills really should be taken in groups, cause ass breath motherfuckers move with truth. MLK took half a pill, procrastinated. Once he took a whole pill, they assassinated. Take ass breath killers to really get down. Whatever rocks, fire, and struggle I found.
When it's time to speak up and you can't make a sound, take the pills that'll make you keep the king in the crown. Take ass breath killers to really get down. Whatever rocks, and struggle I found.
Dr. McGorkin, ass breath killers.
Took the pill. Is it working yet?
Nah. Man, is yours working yet?
I think mine is about to start working now. There it goes.
Hey, what are you guys out of your chair. All my real damn people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, I'm back, you fucking assholes. Thank you, Three Abu, for joining me here on the airwaves.
Yes.
What's up, dude? I still haven't gotten through your clip yet.
Oh, that's okay. There's time.
I'm gonna find a chance to watch it before the show's over, and I'll tell you what I think.
Right. I feel these damn conservatives.
Did you find anything interesting to? I think it's time for us to just do some audio terrorism.
I'll say Jay's got a show.
I don't want to audio terrorize City Jay. I want to audio terrorize somebody else.
I say damn conservatives on. Well, there's 10 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
The industry bought off both parties, and no, the insurance company, Jack Marino.
Oh, dude, Ronnie's doing a fucking show right now.
Is he? Where? Oh, Beneath Everything?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Ronnie. I was in there just briefly. He had nobody in there.
Oh, Fugazi.
What is this?
It's Fugazi. I think it's Fugazi. I like Fugazi. They're straight edge though.
Wow.
This dude that's singing in Fugazi, he was indie rock before people even knew to call it indie rock.
Right.
Like he came up on the hardcore scene,
mm-hmm.
where it was just kind of like, you know, DIY style.
Right.
And he had this band called Minor Threat, but he was all about the straight edge movement, like not doing any drugs, no alcohol, nothing, like completely straight edge.
Wow.
And it was a fucking big movement in DC. And it's actually a really interesting story. I saw the dude, Ian McKay. I was at Coachella a couple years back, and I saw him hanging out on the side of the stage. For Rory Erickson, this old singer-songwriter dude from back in the day who I guess went like schizophrenic and
uh-huh.
like was institutionalized for a long time, and now he's doing a comeback tour as an artist again, and I guess
right.
he signed to Ian McKay's record label. So who's Mitch Chatzalant? Always looking for some fresh meat here on the beat. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
What?
Me? Wow. Dude, do yourself a favor. Click on
that. That's not real. That's
totally not real. He just made – you know what? I bet I bet you Ronnie made up that profile and just put a generic picture in there just to make it look like chicks, like, calling to a show. Like, try having a chat with her. See what she says.
Okay. Miss Chats.
How come you're not chatting so much? So ask her that. Hey, Miss Chats a lot. Why aren't you chatting so much right now? I thought you chats a lot. How come you're not chatting now?
How come?
Is that really you? Come on, dude. You gotta assume that really is her. Just play her game. Just take the bait.
How come not chatting a lot? yeah, who else would it be?
Say it's your stunt double. I thought it was your stunt double, maybe.
Was it like Roxanne?
This is totally like Cyrano de Bergerac or whatever.
Oh, I thought that your stunt double. It's like a fucking date or something. Let me have.
All right, see what she does. LOL, guarantee. LOL.
Do you know her?
Ooh.
Do
you know her? Yeah, I'm familiar with her work. Yes.
Yes. I.
Say I loved her in Charlie's Angels.
I loved her. Was it like Hits and shit? The movie Hits? I love her in Charlie's.
Why does everything have to be a movie script to you, Babu? Why can't this just be Vince helping Abu get some fucking pussy?
Oh, okay. I spelled Charlie's wrong.
That's fine. No, it's fine.
All right.
Yeah, I think you, Charlie, no, that looks right. You just forgot the apostrophe or whatever.
Okay.
All right, let's see if she takes. Oh, Charlie's Angels. You forgot the S on the Angels. I see what you're saying there.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, it's fine. She gets it. See, that's another thing. It's good to be a little bit sloppy with your typing because it makes it seem like you don't give a shit, really.
All right.
Like, you have. What?
She's not answering back.
No, she's probably trying to be like, oh, because like, I think she's got a little bit of, it seems like she might have a sarcastic sense of humor, maybe. She might be trying to come on with something else, you know?
All right. What we're trying to do here right now, we're in the Beneath Everything chat room, and there's a chick, Miss Chats-a-Lot. We looked up her picture, and she's like a fucking supermodel, and me and Vince don't believe it's her. So that's what we're doing right now. We're trying to chat with her to see if that's really her picture up in there. Because she probably will be the hottest.
I love her description, too. Here's her description. Just little old me doing what I love to do, chat with little old you. How much you want to bet that this is like somebody paid by BTR to just go on here and make people think that like hot chicks are listening to their shows? Like, is she really into this Fugazi or whatever? What's he playing right now? Is she really into this shit he's playing?
Yeah, she hasn't answered back in a while.
Yeah, I think she's
Are you still there? Are you?
No, bro. No. You don't want to look too anxious. No.
Okay.
No.
All
right. So let her get back to you. If not, talk to somebody else. Talk to our Revolution.
Revolution's gone. Sleeping.
Oh, all right. Maybe she's probably doing? She's probably checking out you, bro.
Oh.
She's probably looking at your profile saying, who's this 3-0 Bill?
Hey, Beneath, what's up? I'll say, hey, Beneath, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. Say, what are you playing right now? Ask him what he's playing right now. I can't believe she's listening to this. She doesn't look like the type. You know what I mean?
Oh, not sure what you mean.
Okay, maybe she's not as sarcastic as I thought. Maybe she's just a dumb blonde. Oh, you know what? This sounds like some Radiohead bullshit. I fucking hate Radiohead. I'm going to mute that.
So I'm not sure what you mean.
You know what? Just change the subject. Just say never. Don't say never mind. Just say like,
it was fun.
Just say, you seem, be sure to check out my blog after show to get links to these artist sites. If you want to request music for upcoming show on Saturday night, do so by emailing. Does he really think somebody's going to go out of their way
to email him? Yeah, that was Radiohead, by the way. Now, he said, hey, did you guys see Socrates' show? And he misspelled his name.
All right, she seems kind of, I don't get her. I don't know what she's talking about.
The Socrates had a show and he spelled his name wrong. So he went,
What the fuck?
Yes, you are right. He did spell his name wrong.
Bleebity blobbity blee.
So what did I say now? To Miss Chats a lot.
I don't know, bro. I think you're on your own with Miss Chats a lot. I've lost interest.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. While you're over there trying to get some pussy, I'm gonna go back and try to watch your video.
Okay.
So I'm gonna play some music here. This is King of the Road. We'll be right back.
This next song's called King of the Road.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is packed, dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you, you're dancing too. Your hips are shaking, I don't know what to do. I wanna talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo, boy, I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo, boy, I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight.
Thank you.
Christ.
Master Kush, Mota, the Bomb,
Dope,
Sour Diesel,
Sativa,
Marijuana,
Blueberry
Yum Yum,
Trees,
Grapes, Chronic,
Chicafone,
Indica,
Sess,
Grass,
Weed,
Sensamil,
Weed,
Inhale,
Green,
Exhale,
Sensamil,
Grapes,
Dope,
Blueberry
Yum
Yum, Ganja,
Chronic,
Blaze,
Sativa,
Yeah,
Blunts,
Bleezies,
Bomb Ass,
Marijuana,
Weed,
Mota,
Marijuana,
Mary Jane,
Ganja,
Marijuana.
Tune in weekend 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
We're back. It's Disorderly Conduct. Just want to remind you that society in every state is a blessing. But government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one. For when we suffer or are exposed to the same miseries by a government, which we might expect in a country without government, our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnish the means by which we suffer. That's what it's all about. That's what's happening right now. That's what's been happening. And slowly but surely, people are just not taking it anymore. You know, they can label the Tea Parties as racists. They can label the squeaky wheels of these town hall meetings as whatever, GOP plants, conservative right-wing groups are manipulating these people into doing these protests and verbal assaults at these town meetings. No, these are just normal, everyday people. These are the same people that go on C-SPAN, Washington Journal, every morning and cuss out these motherfuckers. And that's what it do. I got a phone call here. Oh, fuck, 3-Abu. Speaking of what it do, here is 3-Abu.
How's it going?
What's up, dude? You like how I just, like, threw in the common sense line in there. I'm just going to do that from now on. Like how you are with the conversations with God.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to be with common sense. I'm just going to
hold on. Your
shut
girl's
the fuck
Kelly.
Up. Don't tell me to hold on. It's my show. You just do what you got to do and bring it back to me. I'm not on hold for anybody on this bitch.
Your girl Callie's in the chat room.
Oh, shit. I better watch my mouth. Hey, girl Callie. My girl, Callie, or your girl, Callie. Is she my girl, Callie, or should I just call her your girl, Callie?
I don't know. Your girl, Callie, I guess.
Well, don't matter. We're going back to Callie with your girl, Callie. Hey, baby. Thanks for tuning in. You know what? I keep... Your girl, Callie, is one of these girls I've come in contact with. In the chat rooms and whatnot, and I know she hosts her own shows and shit too. Yeah, Callie, what's up? I know she has like her own shows and stuff.
Yeah,
but I've never actually caught one. Like it was like with Ronnie, man. Like Ronnie would be in my fucking chat room every single fucking show from beginning to end for the first like 2 or 3 weeks that I was doing it. And he started doing a show, and it took me, like, forever to finally tune into one of his shows. And when I did, it was fucking hilarious, dude. They were getting all, like, fucking... I think they're getting, like, ripped on the air. I don't know, dude. When I don't know if you've heard Ronnie's show when he lets loose. Like, he'll call into my show, and he'll just be kind of like, hey, what's up? And he won't really say much. But on his show, like, he has his friends calling. Like, when he's around his people, he's like...
His people.
He talks a lot of shit. And he's funny, too. He's, like, sarcastic. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Ronnie? You're more than welcome to let your hair down when you when you call in here. And we have another caller on the line, 000 area code. Identify yourself, please.
My name's Ronnie Rucker.
Ronnie,
hello.
What's up, bruh?
Hey, I heard my ears were ringing, so I thought I'd call in, man.
What's wrong with your ears, dude?
I don't know, man. I thought I heard someone talking about me.
Yeah, man. I was talking smack, dude. Let's have a battle right now, bro. Let's battle.
Good, because I'm good. I've been waiting for this opportunity to battle. Everybody
Sweet.
Else around here is having fun, and I don't get to have any.
I know, dude. It's time, dude. Your time has come.
Can I interject?
The spotlight's on you now. Shut up, Abu. This is Ronnie's moment, bitch.
Okay.
Actually,
I'm going
I'm starting
to defer
to
Abu, I think.
All right. I'm starting my first beer of the evening.
Oh.
So hopefully I'll be after a couple of these, I'll be ready to go outside and perform some real disorderly conduct.
Ooh.
But nothing lewd. I wouldn't do any lewd behavior though.
Okay.
I mean, come on. I'm classy. I have respect. I have standards.
Mm-hmm.
You're Callie girl. Please give me a call. Callie. I'm supposed to just call her Callie. Do you have shows? What?
I listen to
one
talking
of her to me because I
yeah,
still check her out.
Oh yeah, Abu has shows. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm fucking Abu's producer, bro. Abu wouldn't have shows if it wasn't for me. I just like I'll get off of work and I'll just be bored and be like, fuck, I want to do a BTR show, but I can't book any on all mine because they're all like fucking on lockdown or whatever. So I'll just like, fuck it, Abu's going to do a show, and I'll just like text him like 2 minutes before, all right, you're going on the air, and he'll be like, what? And he'll just call in anyways. It's great how it works.
Are we going to do the quiz today or not?
Yeah, let's do the quiz, bro. You want to start it now?
We can, or we can do it later.
Okay, how about this? Why don't you introduce the concept of the quiz?
Yes.
So we get a little, like, tease us a little bit about the quiz, you know? Tell us, get us hyped up about it. Why do we even want to stick around to listen to this fucking quiz?
Okay, basically, it's Beat the Don, Three Ball Abu. Okay, you, the listeners, will go up against me. Okay, you guys give me the topic, any categories. I'm going to be taking categories from funtrivia.com. It's going to be 2 out of 3. So you, the listeners, pick the first topic. Okay. You guys, me and you will be answering the same question. Whoever answers the most questions in the first round wins. And in the second round, I'll pick the topic for you listeners, and I will answer the same question. And then the winner there wins that second round. If there's a tie, like 1-1, we go to a third round. Okay?
I have no idea what you just said, but I have another caller on the line, the 111. Please identify yourself.
Hey, you guys. It's Callie.
Callie. How you doing, girl?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now that I've almost made it through my first beer and I administered some of my, I can't think of a discreet word to say this. I just... You know, smoked some dope and finished a beer, and I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just chilling. My show got canceled. Blog Talk Radio was being a douchebag.
Oh, fucking bitches. Tell me about it. They cut off the last half hour of my show. I was getting into it, too. I was reading Thomas Paine, and I was going off on these motherfuckers. I was taking down the Illuminati, and then they fucking shut me down.
My show was at 10 o'clock, and I'm like, fuck this. And so I want to say now so people can call me. And then, like, I call in the Blog Talk Radio number about 10:30, and, like, it all went through and shit. I was like, I'm not going to reschedule. This is bullshit. I'm not going to wait till 11 and do it. It's been like
so are you going to do one later? You should do one. You should do one. Where are you? In Cali?
Yeah.
Do one at 1 a.m.
No, I have work in the morning. I can't sleep.
So do I. Who gives a fuck? Come on. We can do this. We're ballers.
No. I don't know. I'm on your show, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was already on air anyways.
Yeah.
I co-host a show with somebody.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he was having problems then.
Dude, I don't think I've ever, like, I've trolled around and caught you in, like, chat rooms and stuff, but I don't think I've ever heard your voice, and I don't think I've ever heard any of your shows. What are your shows usually all about?
My shows are basically just kind of, like, we throw all the, because I'm a radio student, so I throw all the bullshit FCC shit out of the window, and we just have fun. We have hot topics. It can kind of get, you know, R-rated, but it's, you know, for everybody. We have hot topics. I say news, celebrity news, kind of the guy versus girl thing. You've called in to my best friend's show, CRC, and now he co-hosts with me, so.
Oh, yeah. CRC is your co-host?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Abu, did you hear that? Wait, hang on a second. I have him on timeout. Abu, did you hear that?
Yeah. Oh wow,
dude! I can't wait. Wait, when is that? When is that show? I gotta.
It's the same time your show is at.
Right now?
No, 9 o'clock.
Are you telling me I go up against CRC? Is that why I have no listeners half the time?
What's wrong with CRC? Please tell me what's wrong with him.
He's fucking hilarious, dude.
Oh.
He's great. He's brilliant. How old is he? 12.
He's 22.
Exactly. He's funny.
Yeah,
I like CRC. He's funny.
Well,
he came on and battled Petey Green.
Oh, rap battle. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's a rapper. He's not to be confused with a hip-hop artist.
Oh, okay. But yeah, CRC.
I don't know what that means. I'm just talking shit.
So that's his name then when we go to live chat, CRC, that's the show you're on?
No.
The Reliever. Well, I don't understand his name though. Why is he CRC the Reliever? How come he's not CRC the Closer?
He relieves you of stress.
But he doesn't fucking deliver the goods though. He just kind of relieves you until the goods come from somebody else like I don't know,
no.
Mega Dude.
I've not been in that position, so I don't know.
Oh, what position have you been in recently?
Wow.
Left you wide open there, Kelly.
I know, my bad.
Yeah.
So you guys like
anyways, we're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Ronnie, what's your take on all this bullshit?
It's bullshit, man. It's stinks.
Oh, you want to hear that track right now? You want to hear bullshit?
If you got it.
It's right here. Here we go. Bullshit. We'll be right back.
Playing. I'm sorry, living things and having broken dreams and people up on my team who don't believe in my faith and my riches. Too often these niggas you got me vibing with the simple life of bitches. Me, they got me twisted if they think I'm waiting for a return. Cause all them bullshit, hate and talk, that bitch can burn. Up in the bottles of piss, they here where hoes dwell. Stress to be honest, I couldn't do it, nigga, but oh well. I had to keep it moving soon off the hatred now. Everybody wanna look at my smile. They said I changed to the gossipy chat. No longer am I just that ignorant motherfucker out here acting wild. Nope. I had to learn and make sure that my seeds grew so everybody knew what they had to see true. Cause dollars gotta add up to make sense. Cause how the fuck you gonna go back to your family with pocket lint? So keep it this if you think that we ain't eating and all that bullshit and that hate. Y'all defeating. It's a movement that can't be stopped.
ABK's a click, motherfucker. His family tough, just that out.
So look around, motherfucker. Something you didn't understand what I say, we ain't bluffing. Cause Bruce ain't bout nothing. All I see is the huffing, puffing front and stop bluffing. Why? Bullshit ain't about nothing. You can stop with all the tears and lies and motherfuckers, all the bulls and crap. Cause understand, this shit right here we will ride for. Clip a couple shots and yo, it's going die for.
Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin'. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', man. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', cause bullshit about nothing. Stop me walking, brother. Stop frontin'. Bullshit about nothing. When you see me, I'm gunning, leading you to running. You wanna see something with me? I hope not. Where I'm at is where I be. My breathing don't stop. But yours will soon. I'm a goon without the send off. Come in the wrong hood up here and get you picked off. Music gotta get off. No more drugs. Everybody gangsters now. No more thugs. Matter of fact, I got a question.
Why every rapper that hate on us got no music to play when we go to they pay?
Because the niggas is lame, the new name is game.
Damn.
If you want some bitch shit, why you acting game? They say we don't play fair, it's a goddamn shame. Because I'm used to so hot, competition is lame. I don't have dirt on my shoulders, it's actually hate. So I walk with a special brush that does it off in the day. Give me a pound of good beats, they be off in the day. The preseason coming soon, rap game ain't wait.
Stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', what? Nigga, stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', nigga.
It's no question, I'm hood, so don't question me about is it any niggas up in Milwaukee. Bang Bang is the songs that I grew up to, because that's all that we heard on the blocks I grew. Young but I'm not Berg, don't get me confused. No more drive-bys, I woke up on you. If you think Jay will, Jay won't. Trick on the bitch, thought I do, but I don't. Stab out to the east side to holler at Petey. See me, I'm from the west, but living it ain't easy. Life full of stress, Milltown is the city that I rep till I die. Keep my head to the sky. Don't ask why. If you catch me in your crib, goddamn, I'm freestyling. Let me stop and ad lib.
Stop frontin', stop frontin'. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. What? You look around, motherfucker, keep stuntin'. I'm playin' around and thinkin' we bluffin'. Bullshit ain't about nothing. All I see, I was huffin', puffin', and it's stuntin'. What? Bullshit ain't about nothing. It ain't nothing, this shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing, this shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing, motherfucker.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, bitches, we're back. Three Abu, what it do?
What it do? Did you see the video?
No, I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay. So.
Oh, shit. So, go ahead, talk amongst yourselves. I'll be with you in a minute.
So, Kelly girl.
What's up?
Have you checked my reality show?
What is reality show?
I did a couple reality shows on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And just go to youtube.com/ Mr. Three Abu.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see.
What do you do?
Huh?
What do you do on your reality show?
Just whatever heck. When we go out. It's actually the truest form of reality show there is. There's no edit. There's no, like, plan. It's all unscripted, all natural. The latest one, I got drunk off half a bottle of gin and some Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And you see me metamorphose into a drunken state.
Hmm.
Kind of funny.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
Yes, check it out at youtube.com/Mr3Abu.
Okay. For sure, yeah. Cool. I'll totally check it out.
So did you understand my concept of my game show that I'm doing?
Hey, Abu, you gotta like, promote your shit. You're in the chat room. You should be, like, pasting that shit into the chat room, bro. Utilize the tools that are at your disposal.
Oh, I thought you wrote it down.
The full experience of VTR, bro.
Didn't you do it? I thought you did it. You said, watch me get drunk. I thought you were talking about me, my show.
No, it's me, dude. I'm emulating you, bro. I'm not hating on you. I'm emulating you. This guy's being a retard, getting drunk and making a fool out of himself.
There you go.
I can't make fun of him. I just got to join him.
So did you understand my concept of my game show, Kelly?
That you guys ask questions? Like, that's the one thing I got out of it. Like,
okay.
You know what it is?
Honestly, we're going to have Abu give us the instructions again. I guarantee you, at the end of the instructions, you're not going to understand what the fuck's going on. But it's one of those things that after you play, like, a couple rounds, you get it, and it's fun.
Okay, I'll explain it again as best I can, okay? The game is called Beat Don B-Ball Abu in trivia. 2 out of 3 rounds, okay? So we got that so far? There's 2 out of 3 rounds.
2 out of 3 rounds, yeah.
Okay, you're trying to beat me at trivia. Now, the first round, okay, you, the listeners, pick the topic, okay? It can be anything from animals, sports, celebrities, TV shows. All the categories are on funtrivia.com, okay?
Okay.
So both of us will be I'll ask the question. Both of us will be answering the same question because I can't see the answer unless I click the button where it says, you know, answer. So both of us will be answering the same question. The more answers that each person gets, obviously, is the winner for the first round. So if I get more questions right than you guys, the listeners, I win that first round and vice versa. The second round is I pick the topic for all of us, okay? And I can pick anything I want to pick. And then we, again, ask the same question. Both of us give the same answer. I mean, both of us give the answers. Whoever wins in the second round gets the second round. Okay, if we need to go to the third round, that's the wild card. And I'll just, you know, and since I'm the host, I'll just pick something that pertains to, like, current events or something. Like
no, you're not the host. I'm the fucking host. I'll pick the fucking third round.
Okay, so that's the first half of my show is that way. Then the second half is you, the listener, you can pick your own topic based upon your interests, okay? And you try to run the table on these 10 questions. When you answer a question wrong, how many ever questions you got right before the last question you got wrong is how many points you got. And then I'll go my turn, picking my topic, and I'll answer as many questions as I can without getting anything wrong. And whoever wins that round wins that way. That could actually be the third round, actually, for a tiebreaker. So you got it?
What do you win?
Well, nothing. I mean, well, I give you a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
Hey, I just wrote a new hey, Abu, I need to do some trailers for your show. I just figured I went out. Lewd, crude, and rude. You're tuned to 3Abu.
That's so affectionate there, Vince.
All right, let's start the game, bitch.
Okay, here we go. So, okay, you're a listener now. You guys pick the topic. What topic do you want?
Celebrities.
Celebrities?
Oh,
okay.
Wait, I think I'm good at this. I'm on the Twitter. I know all about celebrities.
Now they got celebrities like mixture or any celebrity from A to Z. What do you want to like pick? You want to pick like one celebrity? Huh?
A mixture.
Okay. And here we go.
How do we know you're not cheating?
I'm not going to cheat, trust me. You'll see my reaction.
He's 3Abu. Even if he did cheat, he'd still lose.
you want celebrity families, celebrity couples, or TV star mixed?
Celebrity couples.
Okay. Here we go. Celebrity divorces. Okay.
Okay.
These celebrities probably all wish they had better prenuptial agreements. Who are these very rich men who pay through the nose to divorce their wives? Ready? Here we go. Okay. This rocker found his honky-tonk woman, but paid an estimated
Dwight Yoakam.
Wait, I'm going to give you the clues here. Okay.
Let me finish.
Idiot. Can I answer? Can I finish the question and the clues here?
Fine. Keep going.
Okay. This rocker found his honky-tonk woman, but paid an estimated $15 to $25 million when she got fed up with his promiscuity. Who is this knighted, big-lipped man? George Harrison, Eddie Van Halen, Mick Jagger, David Bowie. I'm going Mick Jagger.
Oh.
David Bowie.
No.
Are you serious?
Who wants to be a millionaire? It starts off easy and then it gets hard.
So what?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, bitch.
Okay. So you listeners agree to that? Mick Jagger?
I do.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, all three of us say Mick Jagger.
Okay, Mick Jagger's correct. So it's 1-1.
Yay.
This singer, songwriter, might have... What? Hello?
What?
Okay. This singer, songwriter, might have had a great feeling while dancing on the ceiling. But the one he probably felt...
Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I'm going Lionel Richie, too.
Final answer.
That's 2-2. Born into a showbiz family, this actor producer helped keep the streets of San Francisco safe before turning his hand to film, scoring big as Kathleen Turner's romantic adventure hero in
Michael Douglas.
Columbia. Okay, who paid an estimated $45 million for the dissolution of his 23-year marriage. And these are damn easy shit. Yeah, I gotta say Michael Douglas.
Hard, dude.
All right, 3-3. These are so easy. This Canadian-born writer, director, producer might have felt like king of the world when his ship didn't come in, but his Oscar did. But he probably didn't feel the same way when his divorce settlement came in. Who paid an estimated $50 million to divorce his fourth wife? Christopher Plummer, James
Cameron.
Paul Newman. Robert Redford. I am saying Newman.
What were the choices?
Christopher Plummer, James Cameron, Paul Newman, or Robert Redford.
Cameron.
I'm going
Cameron.
Newman. Hey, Newman.
What did you say? You said Newman?
Yeah, shit. I'm wrong.
Oh!
Wait, we're still going though. Hold on, it's 4-3.
It's over, dude. It's like fucking tic-tac-toe. If you make one bonehead move, you lose.
Not really. I picked the easy category too. But anyway, here we go. This knighted British rock icon paid an estimated $50 million to divorce his second wife, a former model, after only 5 years of marriage. He probably wasn't singing "My Love Does It Good" when she accused him of spousal abuse in the tabloids and wished she would just get back. Who is this Liverpudlian?
Paul McCartney.
Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, yes. Man, these are so freaking easy. Okay, you guys are up by one. Oh, by the way, I debuted my trivia show today and I lost.
Well, you're losing right now, bitch.
This Hollywood star married a girl he met at university. Although he may enjoy his dances with wolves, this is just so fucking easy. I can't believe it.
Get to the hard ones.
Yeah, we gotta go hard. This is ridiculous. You're so okay.
You lost, you got a drink. You got to down your beer.
Oh man. Here we go. First husbands, Hollywood style. All right. Are we there?
We're here.
Okay. Super actress Demi Moore has made more than one trip to the altar. Who was the first man she married?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah. I'm saying Bruce Willis, too. Okay, we got three more questions.
No! It's that!
What was the question?
The question was Danny Moore's first husband. It wasn't Bruce Willis. It was Freddie Moore.
Did somebody else? Somebody get that right?
No, we both got it wrong.
Sweet.
Okay, three more questions. You guys are up by one. Danish actress Bridget Nielsen's stunning beauty attracted many suitors. Who was the first one to make her first his wife? Casper Winding, Mattia Desi, Sylvester Stallone, William Dryden. Casper Winding, Mattia Desi, Sylvester Stallone, William Dryden.
Well, it's not William Dryden because that's Flavor Flav. So.
I want to say Sylvester Stallone, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, Stallone. I think it's Stallone.
It's not the Matthias guy either, because that's the dude that she just married, I think. So. I'll have to go with Stallone, because I don't know who the other fool is.
Shit.
What did you say, Abu?
I gotta go with Stallone, I think. I like Stallone, damn it. Damn it! Damn it! It was Casper Winding, son of a bitch. See, always go for your first guess. First guess. Okay, two more questions. You guys are up by one in this first round. Many men have sought the attentions of blonde bombshell Pamela Anderson. But which man became her first husband? Tommy Lee, Rick Solomon, David Charvette, or Kid Rock?
Tommy Lee.
It's not him. It's one of those two in the middle, not Kid Rock, or one of the two in the middle. I think it's
David Charvette.
The last one?
No. David Charvette.
Which one was the second one?
Rick Solomon.
I'm going to go with Rick Solomon.
No? They just got married.
Her and Rick Solomon? Well, then it's it was the third guy then.
You guys are going David Charvette or Charvette?
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. You guys. I gotta go against you guys because you guys are up by one. But I have to go David Charvette. Ah, shit. Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee. Yeah. Okay, last one. I have a chance to tie this round.
Who was it?
It was Tommy Lee. You were right there.
I told you guys it was Tommy Lee. Yeah.
you're too smart for us.
Gillian Anderson is probably best known for her role as Special Agent Dana Scully on TV's longest-running series, The X-Files. Who was known to have been her first husband? Joshua Anthony, Julian Ozanne, David Duchovny, Clyde Clox. I'm going with Clyde Clox.
I have no idea.
No.
You want to take a guess? Joshua Anthony, Julian Ozanne, David Duchovny, Clyde Clots.
Dave Duchovny.
Is that what you guys want, listeners?
I have no idea, so I'll go with whatever.
Okay, and then we'll go with Vincent. Yes. Clyde, baby. And it's a tie. So we got to go one more question to break it. Jennifer Lopez is known all over the world as J-Lo. Do you know the man who became the first Mr. J-Lo? Sean Puffy Combs, Ojani Noah, Mark Anthony, or Chris Judd?
Chris Judd.
I'm saying Comey.
Oh, shit, yeah, it is. Wait. No, it's that guy. He's a waiter. He, owns a restaurant. It's not Chris Judd.
Oh, Jenny Noah?
Yeah, he has, a Spanish name.
Mark Anthony?
No.
Wait, so what was that one again? Give me it again.
Jennifer Lopez's first husband?
First husband is P. Diddy.
No.
They didn't get married?
They didn't get married.
Oh, fucking Ben Affleck.
No.
Oh, Jenny, it's either Sean Combs or Jenny Noah, Mark Anthony, or Chris Judd.
It's
Chris Judd.
The second one.
No, it's Chris Judd. It's Chris Judd.
Nope.
Chris Judd.
No, it's not. He married someone before him.
We'll have to go with Kelly because she got it right the last time. You guys bummed out. So, we'll go. You guys go, oh, Jenny, I'm going to say call me. Okay, this is for the game and the victorious. Round one. Oh, my God. You're right, Miss Callie.
I know my celebrity gossip.
Son of a bitch. Okay, round one goes to you guys. See, now it'd be my
See that Medic Jedi mind trick I just read at Callie girl? She didn't, like, she didn't buy it at all.
What? What the fuck did you say?
My mind trick. I tried to challenge your, I don't know what the fuck. I was talking out of my ass. I'm just going to put myself on timeout.
Okay.
I'm going to go movies, people. And the movies I'm going to pick is going to be, hold on.
Oh, we want to take this moment to welcome Miss... Shut the fuck up, Abu. I'm trying to do a station ID right here, okay?
Okay.
Give me a minute. All right. We want to welcome Miss Chatsalot to the program. Since you're just joining us, we want to let you know that we're playing a game here with your host. The host of the game show is 3Abu, and we're entering the second round of competition. This round, 3Abu, who is the host of this game show, he will be choosing the topic and the questions, and we will be destroying him with our correct answers versus his incorrect answers. So if you want to join us and help us destroy 3Abu, give us a call, 347-826-7667. And now back to 3Abu.
Yes, we will be doing one of my favorite movies, Rocky 3.
This would be your favorite movie, bro.
I said one of my favorite movies, Ronnie. So here
Let's
we go. All right. Okay. In the beginning of the movie, the World Heavyweight Championship belt is shown. What colors does the belt consist of? Yellow, red, white, and blue. Gold, red, white, and blue. Black, red, gold, and blue. Yellow, red, black, and blue.
B.
It's saying gold, red, white, and blue?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the third one, black, red, gold, and blue. Okay. So I'm taking Callie's guess. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to lose my own freaking topic. You're right. Gold, red, white, and blue. You guys got one. I suck. What song was played in the beginning and the end of the movie?
I Have the Tiger.
Yeah, I got to say that too. Yep, I Have the Tiger.
You didn't even say what... Oh, that's great.
Yes, you said I Have the Tiger.
Yeah, no, you got it right, but you didn't even say, like, the choices. I'm kind of curious what the choices were.
Oh, no, that was my mistake. That was a fill-in-the-blank question, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were all multiple choices.
No, all multiple. Some are fill-in-the-blank, and I'll let you guys know that when that happens.
Oh.
I didn't let you guys know that. All right, during the song, an airplane was shown. What name was on the tail end of the plane? TWA, United, U.S. Airways, or Continental?
TWA.
What? I'm going Continental.
TWA, everybody.
Boy, Ryan's so sure about this. Damn.
I've seen this movie plenty of times, man.
Yeah, TWA. You guys just kicked my ass on this one, 3-1.
You suck.
What was the name of the candy bar that was named after Rocky?
Oh, my God. I so know this
Rocky
one.
Rocky Road.
Is it multiple choice?
Yeah. Super.
What are they?
Yeah, I think the category that Rocky is like best at. Okay, Super Punch, Punch and Munch, The Power of the Punch, Crunch Punch.
Crunch Punch.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. Yeah, Crunch Punch.
What?
4-2. Okay, fill in the blank.
Where's this come from?
What kind of arcade game did Polly destroy?
Pinball.
Yeah, pinball.
Yeah, do you guys know which pinball characters were on it, though?
Oh, man.
That's not part of the question, but I'm asking for extra bonus points.
I think it was Rocky. Was it a Rocky pinball machine?
I don't know.
I think Rocky was the first. I think, yeah. Wait, Slam. I thought it was Kiss, no?
No, I think it might have been a Rocky one.
No, it was a Rocky pinball. but that's not part of the question, though. The question was, it was a pinball machine. Okay. According to Pauly, what kind of watch did Rocky give him?
Oh, God, I know this one, too.
A quartz, a Casio, a Timelax, an X-Lax watch.
X-Lax.
An X-Lax watch?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to say it. Oh, according to Pauly, I'm saying Timelax. Shit. Yeah, damn it. Okay, 5-2. I'm getting my ass kicked.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of the charity that Rocky fought?
Oh, my God, I know this one, too.
Champion wrestler for? Oh, my freaking God,
I'm
Ronnie.
To hate
what
myself.
The hell, dude? The City Youth League, the March of Dimes, the Senior Citizens League, or the Humane Society?
Hey, the City Youth League.
Wait, let Abu answer first. He has to give his answer first.
Yeah. The City Youth League, I'm going. Okay, what'd you say?
City Youth League.
What are we going with?
City Youth League.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope you don't get this one. Okay, what was the name of the wrestler in the Rocky III movie? I got that one.
I still know this one already.
I'm saying Hulk Hogan.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, no. Okay.
I know the answer to this one for sure.
Okay, Thunderball is mine.
Thunder Lips.
Oh, shit.
We have to name the actual, the movie name or not the,
the actual name
of
the
wrestler. Well, it was Hulk Hogan, but I think the character's name is Thunder Lips. It was Thunder Lips.
Okay, I said mine, so I can't go back. Thunder Lips.
Damn.
You're kicking my ass.
I'm 8-for-8 right now, right? Oh, shit.
What colors? Well, that's the next thing. You guys try to run the table. What colors did the wrestler come to the ring in?
Yellow and red.
Here's the choice. Red and yellow. Red, yellow, white. Yellow, white. Red and white. I'm going to say red and white for me.
Red and white.
No, it's yellow and red.
I'm going to go with red and white, but that's up to y'all. I'm feeling really good right now. I'm 8-for-8.
Yellow and red.
You say yellow and red?
Yeah.
Are you going with your partner there, Ronnie, or what?
No, I'm sticking with mine, but if that's what she wants to go, she can go with that. We can go with that, but I'm going to go 9-for-9 on this one for sure. It's red and white.
We'll go with his.
Yes, smart move.
Yeah, he's right. He's actually right because you're thinking Hulk Hogan's colors is red and yellow.
Yeah.
It's red and white. 7-3. Okay. After the wrestler said he was the ultimate male, what did he call Rocky?
Oh, I know this one too. I'm going 10-for-10 on this.
Is it multiple choice?
No, there's no multiple choice on this one. It's fill in the blank. I have fucking idea, so I don't know.
Can I say?
Go ahead.
The ultimate meatball.
Jesus Christ, Ronnie. Ultimate meatball. What the hell?
Bam!
Yeah, you're right. Holy God. There's like 25 of these, so you guys probably, guys killed me. So. Well, can you go, let's see if you run the table here. Let's see when you can.
There's
during
25
the charity,
of them?
Huh?
There's 25 of them?
Yeah, there's question number 11. You guys beat me already, so you guys killed the Don. During the charity match, how much did Rocky weigh?
I know this one already, too. This used to be my favorite number, bro. Like, I used to use this on, like, all my little fucking internet names. It was always, like, something and then this number.
Right, okay, 220, 202, 201, 196.
202.
Yep. Wow. Get on Jeffrey, dude. When the wrestler threw Rocky into the crowd, what did Rocky yell?
Fuck, I know this one, too.
Move on. This is actually difficult, too. Move out of the way. What the hell is going on? Help me, catch me.
You can pick first.
I was going to say, help me.
I'm going to go with catch me.
Yeah, catch me. Wow. All right, 13. What did Paulie hit the wrestler with? The ring bell, a steel chair, a wooden chair, the wrestler's heavyweight championship belt. I'm going to say the wooden chair.
I'm going to guess because I think it was a chair, but I don't remember which one, so I'll go with wooden chair.
No, I'll go with the belt.
No,
the
it's the wooden, wooden chair, Miss Callie.
Damn.
So, what, he's still 13 for 13. What was the name of the newspaper that showed the picture of Rocky and the wrestler?
Oh, God, this is so easy.
The Bulletin, the London Times, the New York Times, the Daily News.
Daily News?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go with the Bulletin.
Yeah, the Bulletin.
Damn! Do I get something special if I go 25 for 25?
We'll send you a McDonald's ice cream cone coupon.
You promise?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm going
for
it.
Okay. In which ear is Mickey's hearing aid in?
Fuck, this is too easy, bro.
Yeah, it's his right ear, I believe.
It's his right ear.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got 8 minutes left in the show. There's nine questions yet for this ice cream. I'll give each listener an ice cream cone coupon. During the dedication ceremony, what kind of jacket is Clubber Lang wearing?
Oh, I know this one too.
A leather jacket with suede trim, a brown suede jacket, a denim jacket, a black leather jacket.
I
think it was suede, brown suede.
Yeah, it's brown suede jacket.
Yep. 17. After dedication ceremony, Mickey and Rocky are in Mickey's room. How many pairs of boxing gloves are hanging on the closet door?
Fucking easy.
2, 3, 1, 4. Who said 4?
2.
I go with 2.
smart move.
2. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. When Rocky asked Mickey, what are they going to do when it's all over, what did Mickey reply?
Mickey was the coolest character in the world. I know this answer.
I don't know. Maybe join the circus. I don't know. Maybe join the Muppet Show. I don't know. Maybe move to Florida. I don't know. Maybe visit Disney World. It's a circus,
Florida.
Right? The circus.
I know it's the circus one.
Yep. Correct.
Fuck.
Dang, it cost
that's 18 for 18, right?
This is going to cost me $1.47 if you guys win.
Oh, shit.
When Rocky,
to pay up.
Welfare. My welfare check. When Rocky and Clubber meet backstage, what did Clubber call Rocky?
fucking champion,
easy.
A champion,
a pathetic champion, a useless champion.
What are you going to go with, Abu?
Paper
champion it is.
Cracker ass motherfucker.
It's paper champion.
Who stayed with Mickey while Rocky went to fight Clubber?
Oh, I know this one too.
It was Rocky's wife. Rocky's wife.
Yeah, it's Adrian.
Adrian. Yep. Oh, jeez. Question 21. This is for a McDonald's ice cream cone, people. According to the announcer, how much did Clubber weigh in the first match?
I think
Rocky
I know this one.
Inside that ice cream cone?
What? 246, 229, 237, 235.
What are you going to pick?
I'm going to say 237.
235.
235.
Shit.
Good choice.
It's right. Oh, I thought you might get something on that. According to the announcer, how much?
Fuck with.
According to the announcer, how much did Rocky weigh in the first match?
Easy.
196, 202, 220, 201.
202.
Didn't we just establish?
What are you
going to
pick, Abu? No, that's not the right answer. What are you going to pick, Abu?
Okay, I'm going to say 220.
201.
201.
Bam!
Hey, Abu, has it ever occurred to you that either Ronnie is an amazing trivia buff on Rocky, or he might actually be on the same side as you?
That never occurred to me.
Never occurred to me either.
Are you seriously on the same side as me?
What?
No, you can't.
No.
He don't know which topic I did there, Vince.
Yeah, but
you
can't
said
he
Rocky.
No, there's a whole bunch of them.
The exact same thing.
Yeah, but I don't even know what side he's talking about.
I don't think Ronnie's got it because there's different Rocky numbers.
I can't believe this. It's amazing. How many times have you seen this movie, dude?
A million times, dude.
Wow.
A million. I think I might even have a copy on one of my hard drives, probably, of it.
Yeah, because when you go to front trivia, there's like, if you type in Rocky, there's like Rocky 3, you know, for Die Hard's Part 1, Rocky 3. Quotes Rocky 3 this, so you wouldn't know unless I tell him the exact topic.
That's fucking amazing, dude. Well, keep going.
Okay, we got two more. This is exclusive right here on Vince in the Bay. What was the name of the referee for the first match? The name of the referee in the first match. Marty Jenkins, Earl Hefner, or Lou Filippo?
This one's fucked up because I know the first name, but... It's Marty. It's one of the two, because there's two that are Marty, right? What are you
going
to pick?
I'm saying Jenkins.
I'm going to go with Dankin, the D one.
Oh, this might be the spot. This might be the bumper. Oh, no, it's not!
Was that right?
You're right.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, God. There it is. Number 24. Inside how many rounds did Clubber defeat Rocky?
This is an easy one.
1, 4, 3, 2.
2.
2.
I thought it was 3, but I can't argue with the champ right now. It's 2. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Oh, okay. This is it for it all. On Nikki's grave marker. When did it say he was born, and when did it say he died?
Is it multiple choice?
Yes. April 7th, 1905 to August 15th, 1981. July 2nd, 1906 to May 4th, 1982. August 7th, 1903, September 29th, 1982. March 31st, 1904, December 24th,
1983. I'm going to have to guess. Only because in my head, I see the dead date. I don't see the born date. So you pick one, and I'll guess on mine.
Do it really quick. We only got like 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll say March 31st.
I'm going to pick the one that the dead date was August 15th,
1981. All right. Here we go. Oh, my God. He ran the fucking table.
Bam. Rocky there you have bro. It. Clubber Lang, man. I was Clubber Lang for I was Clubber Lang for fucking Halloween
this
1 year.
This is history, Vince. You need to promote this show 25 out of 25.
It's amazing.
I got to get
let's call the Guinness Book of World Records. We should send it to the website.
Yeah.
I want to thank my guest for tuning in and listening.
Email me. Send me a message if you want your coupon.
Catch me as Mega Dude. He's right there. Just double-click on him and join and be friends with him. Cool. Do you guys want to keep going? We technically beat you, Abu, right?
You keep the shit out of me. That just beat me.
Because we beat you in round one and round two, so it doesn't matter if you beat us in round three. But let's do round three anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Well, round three actually is. You guys pick a topic, and you have to run the table.
No. It's me. The fucking dictator picks the topic.
All right. Hold on.
I pick sex.
I don't know if they have sex. Let's see what.
Are you kidding me? You know, if you can't put sex in there, and it won't generate some questions.
Well, no, it's fun trivia. I don't know what they have to do. What's the closest thing?
Oh, it's trivia? Oh, trivia. So it's got to be like about.
They got animals, brain teasers, celebrities, entertainment for children, general knowledge, geography, history, hobbies, humanities, literature, movies, music, people, religion,
music.
Science, sports, television, video games, world.
Music.
Yeah, music. Fine, music.
Okay. So you want what do you want?
Sure.
So, you know, they had that music, like music from A to Z, lyrics, mixture, other music. So what do you want to pick, like a band name, a band, or what? You want lyrics? What do you guys want?
Band name.
So what band do you want?
Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet Boys?
I'm going to lose. Yeah. You know that she probably knows the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, we'll go Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God, this is going to be one-sided. Fine, we'll do the Backstreet. We have to do 25 Backstreet Boys. Can't we do just like 10?
No, there's 10.
Yeah, let's don't like.
Okay.
No,
that was amazing that what Ronnie just did, that streak there. I couldn't believe it. That's why I questioned whether it was even valid.
I'll tell you why he couldn't cheat. Because look, I typed in Backstreet Boys, right? There's mm-hmm. seven. There's like not. 15 different categories, and they all have topics. Like, one is a BSB, Backstreet Boys quiz, Backstreet Boys 2001, Backstreet Boys Black and Blue, for Backstreet Boys Die Hard, Never Gone Lyrics, Backstreet Boys. See, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so.
What did you say, Callie?
Black and Blue.
Black and Blue. I don't even know what that means. Is that a record?
Yeah, it's their album.
Okay, this is
all
difficult.
You know what?
Right?
I'm going to get a lifeline here. I'm going to get my sister. She's a huge Backstreet Boys fan. I'm going to see if she's awake. You guys keep going.
Okay, here's what the topic is all about. This is a pretty tough, so do not cheat. All the answers are in the booklet that came in the black and blue. Good luck.
Oh, shit.
Well, you're the one that wanted this one, so let's see how far you can go. Okay, how long is this? How long is a song time? 3 minutes and 40 seconds, 3 minutes and 55 seconds, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
44 seconds.
3 minutes and 44 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys get this wrong, you're done. And then it's my turn to pick my topic. You guys are wrong.
What the hell?
3 minutes and 55 seconds. So that's round three. Round three is how far can you go without missing one, and you guys get past zero. So now I go. All I got to do is answer one question right. It was round three.
Hey, and you win the entire, or you just win that round, though.
Yeah, I win that round.
So you overall,
I haven't won shit. I haven't won shit all day, and this is my freaking debut.
Yeah, this is like a morale booster right here.
I'll stick to music, I guess. I'll go
Hall & Oates.
Boston. And I'll pick a
band Boston or bands from Boston?
No, Boston. Boston the group.
And I'll pick Hitching a Ride with the band Boston. Some questions based on my favorite rock group, Boston. I take a few pot shots at them. I still really like the music. What the fuck that means. Okay, here we go. If I don't get this, I'm going to... Who is considered to be the brains behind the group? Frank Sheehan, Tom Scholz, Brad Delp, or Barry Goodrow?
D.
I think it's Frank. No, you don't answer. I answer. I gotta answer this one. I think it's Frank Sheehan. Shit.
Oh my
okay.
God, you're wrong.
I'm wrong. Tom Scholz.
Sweet.
So we go back to you guys now. Since we got a tie, so you want music again? A different group or what?
Movies.
Okay, movies.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, snap. Vince going to bust out Apocalypse Now.
I'm going to go.
No, Vince has got to go with Apocalypse.
Hey, shut up. I'm going to say goodbye to Callie. Bye, Callie.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for coming through.
All right, Callie. Have a good night.
Yeah, take care.
He's already gone, I think. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Oh, Apocalypse Now, right? Not Ben?
What?
What the heck? What? Some different question. Oh, okay. No, same thing. Okay. Here we go. All right. Though originally uncredited, Apocalypse Now was based on the novel A Heart of Darkness. By what author?
Conrad.
Joseph Conrad?
Yes, Joseph Conrad.
All right. Correct. The movie was released in 1979, but when did filming in the Philippines actually begin? June 77?
Oh, you have choices?
Yeah, you get choices.
Go ahead.
June 77, September 75, April 78, or March 76?
75.
Incorrect.
What was it?
76.
Yeah, March 76. Wow. Ronnie's like 26. You had it. Okay, yeah, one. And I will fix this movie now. And I'll stick with A movies here. I will take Anger Management, Alex. And I'll pick a tough one, Anger Management Mania.
That's what
okay.
That's what your mother said, Trebek.
Okay. Here we go. Where does Buddy say he found the poem that Linda writes and gives to Dave? In Dave's dresser, in a frame, in the garbage on the floor. God darn it. I can't think tonight. Where does Buddy say he found the poem that Linda writes and gives to Dave? I had to say on the floor. Yes. Got it right. All right. True or false? Dave is a Brown University alumni. Jack Nicholson, Dave. Brown University alumni. Yes. True. Oh, God. It's false. We're tied again. Gentlemen, Ronnie.
Yes.
What do you want? You have right this time.
What do I gotta pick from?
Yeah, anything you want.
Oh,
a movie, TV show.
Shit.
Science, religion, people.
Let's do science.
Science?
Sure.
Okay. What do you want from science? Chemistry, biology, health and human biology, math.
Let's do biology.
Okay. All right. Ben's an idiot. Okay, biochemistry, DNA, RNA, general biology, cell and molecular biology.
General evolution. Biology. General.
Okay, here we go. All right. This is going to be a tough one. High school biology, Oh, mixed biology questions. Here we go.
Okay.
What the hell is Vince doing? Okay, which of the following is found within the mitochondria? The Golgi apparatus, the cristae, the patella, the endoplasmic reticulum.
Oh, man.
I think I know this one.
Oh, fuck me, man. Can you name them again?
Yeah, the
Which
Golgi apparatus, the cristae, the patella, or the endoplasmic reticulum.
Fuck if I know. I'm going to go with the last one.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. No, it's a cristae.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going.
One of those choices was a fish song.
The cristae?
No.
I'm going religion.
What was one of the other possibilities?
The patella, the Golgi apparatus, the endoplasmic reticulum.
That's a fish song.
The Golgi apparatus?
Yeah, they have a song called that.
Okay, I'm going religion. I'm going to pick Satanism for my choice. And I'm
well,
pick
that's
the
kind of unfair. That's the religion you practice, so you have an unfair advantage.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to pick LaVey's Satanic Rituals. Here we go. Anton LaVey's outlines some basic principles of the rituals. All right. It is also a learning experience as well as the... Okay. Which of the crown princes represents air? Belial, Belial, Leviathan, Lucifer, or Satan? I'm going to say... Belial. Lucifer. Lucifer represents air. Bel represents earth. Leviathan represents water. Wow. Okay. Man, we can't break this. We can't do this here. Okay, go ahead. Vince, your turn.
Yeah.
What do you want? Video games, sports, television, world, people.
Television, the A-Team.
Yeah.
All right. That movie's coming out pretty soon on the A-Team.
They're doing an All A-Team right. movie? Are you serious?
Yes. Who's going to be in the movie? Okay. Here we go.
I hope the original cast, obviously.
All right. This is going to be... an average difficulty question. How come the A-Team was running from the military? They were framed for a crime they didn't commit. They left the military before they were supposed to. They told military secrets to the government. They stole military machinery.
The criminal
first answer. The first answer.
They were framed for a crime they didn't commit.
Yeah.
The A-Team. I believe you're right. And I believe he continued to go on to question two. How many people play the role of Lieutenant Templeton Face Peck? 1, 5, 3, or 2?
1.
I believe you're wrong on that one. I think it's 2. We'll see. And the answer was 2.
Somebody else played him?
Yes. Tim Dunigan played Face in the pilot episode. They didn't feel like Tim was right.
Oh, that's such a technicality.
Yeah, that's a bullshit one.
That's bullshit, dude.
No,
like,
that is a bullshit.
Not, like that should be like if like he.
How's that bullshit?
Played him in the very last season after it jumped the shark or some shit.
Plus the whole pilot episode, I never consider those to be part of the show because that's like, well, if it's no good, it's not going to keep going. And obviously they figured out that cat was no good, so they got rid of him.
No,
and
but
put
the
Buck Rogers in there.
No, but the pilot's shown to national TV. What are you talking about? It's not part of the thing.
No,
it's not like it's a secret.
That's just you know, I get it. I understand that that's probably part of it. This is my idea of what a pilot is. It's not
part of the technicality. It's kind of, all right, fine. I'm not that hardcore of a...
Okay, fine. Okay, we'll go next. We'll scratch it out. We'll just scratch it out. Okay. What is Lieutenant Colonel Blank Cannibal?
It's fine. What was it?
Huh?
What'd you say? You already started saying it. What is it?
Okay, what is Lieutenant Colonel Blank Hannibal Smith's first name? Jack, John, James, or Jim? What is Lieutenant Colonel Blank Hannibal Smith's first name?
One more time.
The choices: Jack, John, Jim, James. Hannibal's first name. Smith's first name.
Is John one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I think it's John.
Johnny is correct.
He seems more like a John.
Yeah.
What does the HM stand for in Captain H.M. Murdoch? Halloween Mad, Here is Murdoch, Halloween Maniac, Hero Man.
Howling Mad.
Yeah, I think it's Howling Mad, yeah, for sure.
It's Halloween Mad. What is B.A. Baracus afraid of? Oh, you guys should guess this without even having choices.
Flying.
Yeah. Okay. What is Hannibal's favorite saying? This is another one you guys should get without choices.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got that for me, actually.
What color is Space Corvette?
Ooh.
White, yellow, red, black.
What was it? Yellow, red, or black?
White, yellow, red, black, the color of Face's Corvette.
Red.
I want to say white.
I want to say red. What do you guys... And Vince is on a category. Ronnie's right.
Is white?
It's white. Ronnie's just like the freaking trivia master tonight. What the hell? Was that like 20 questions you got right in a row?
I didn't get them all right. It's the Rocky ones.
No, I'd say after Rocky. You had a missed one after Rocky, have you?
I just didn't get that biology one.
Oh, the boy out of the biology. Okay. Who plays Murdoch?
Who plays Murdoch?
Yeah, Tim Dunnigan, George Pappard, Dwight Schultz, or Dirk Benedict?
Dirk Benedict.
Okay, I think you're right.
Yeah.
No, you're not right there.
Yeah, Dr. Law.
Dwight Schultz.
What? Really? Oh,
yeah.
Dirk Benedict is... I'm lit. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, you guys got, what, 4 in a row? Okay, I was going to go with this question. Now, I'll stick with a TV show. And I will go... Let's see. All in the Family. That's a favorite of mine. And I'll have to go average because I gave you guys average.
Radio.
Was that it?
I'm letting him sign in.
We're done?
I'm about to sign in.
What? What'd you say?
Are we done or what?
No, let's do one more, dude.
Okay, here's my turn. What part of New York did the Bunkers live in? Queens. Okay, that's one for me. Who was Archie's best friend at work? Pinky Peterson, Hank Plevnik, Stretch Cunningham, Barney Hefner. Oh, that's a bunch of shit, that question. I'm going to say Barney Hefner. Ah, oh, fuck me. Stretch Cunningham. You guys won me all three rounds. There we go. Okay, what did you want? Okay, what? You guys won those three rounds, so.
Sweet. You suck, dude. We rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much what.
Anyways,
what go ahead.
That's pretty much my game.
Was that right?
Anyways, I'm gonna break out because it's like
yeah.
two.
I'm yeah.
Two,
yeah, I'm gonna take off too.
So yeah,
no worries, bro.
Anytime I'm on the airways, that's what I'm probably doing. So stop by.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
that was fun. That was fun, Abu. That was way better than. Actually, I think I like that better than Dirty Talk.
Wow.
That was more engaging. Like Dirty Talk, just I don't know. I mean, it's sexy to hear Mojo talk like that, but after a while, it just gets old. Not her talking, but just the topic, you know, the subject matter. But that was good because you can mix it up. Like you could do all kinds of fucking trivia with that. What's that website again?
It's called funtrivia.com.
Funtrivia.com. We want to thank funtrivia.com for helping us entertain ourselves for the last hour and a half or whatever.
I'm also going to go to different sites, too. I'm not going to stay with Fun Trivia. I'll find some other
ones. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good format, though. It works. It's good. I like it.
All right. Ronnie's the star of the show. Busting out 25 in a row.
Yeah. It's fucking... That's amazing, and it's all on my show, dude. That's like history, and that's history right there. Like,
I gave you an exclusive tonight, there, Vince. You had a history show tonight. You had the debut of Abu's drunken reality show, and then this happens. History in the making.
Fucking unreal, dude. I love it.
So, all right. Until
all right,
tomorrow,
bro.
I guess. Take care.
All right, man. Until I'll try to catch. I might try to catch. Might be able to catch the showstopper. I don't know if I'm going to be awake in time for that, but I'll be. I'm always in the chat room at What the Fuck.
Right.
That's how I start my day.
I'm going to do my 15 minutes of fame with the smoke session probably when Wayne Dillon gets us. So we'll probably be doing a trivia thing. Everybody likes people like that. There's like 10 people in the chat room for that today.
All right.
Good night. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bro. Thanks a lot, man. See you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
That's 3 Abu, and I want to thank Beneath Everything, 3 Abu, and your Cali girl for sticking it out with us. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. And I think I'm going to go into some music as we exit here. And I don't know what the track is I'm going to play right now. I'm just going to kind of peruse. I haven't really... What do I have on here? All right, you know what? I'm going to play Dub Trio. And I'm going to come right back and read some more common sense. And that's how it do.
Sean.
You're cooling out and coexisting in the VIP with Vince and the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct. This is the VIP. Therefore, if you're still listening, you are the bomb, quite literally. There you are, exploding like you always do. Anyways, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Actually, you know what? No. I'm going to play one more track, and I'm going to read some of Common Sense. I'll be right back.
Well, I got a new kind of square dance rap. Don't talk smack, flash my gap. I'm finna spit and hold my dick and heat up like a thermostat. Grab your partner by the chest. Give your partner a pimp slap to symbolize the ghetto trap. Step to the right, give three claps. Kids jam-packed in Diddleman Shack. Ain't cooking on the stove but crack. This is the baddest hell be gat. Cause Boss is a kleptomaniac. It's 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. Ain't but the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off petty trade. Circulate, dozy dough. How much cash could an OZ grow? Till all the feds and all have beds. My skin is black, my store is red. FBI coming round the outside. Which one of us finna die tonight? Is we finna fight over crumbs to buy? Or make a whole motherfucking world ignite? Everybody throw them bows right upside your partner's nose. By now you've got bloody clothes. Crabs in the barrel, so the story goes. Think of all their savage acts. Grabbing scratch from average cats. Bureaucrats with strength attached. Walk in place like the match. 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. Ain't but the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off petty trade. Circulate, dozy dough. How much cash could an OZ grow? Till all the feds and all have beds. My skin is black, my store is red. We'll be right back.
toes. These dance moves we usually do are not the ones that we have chose. Grab on to that beat and grind. Try your best to stay alive. We can run, we can't hide. Might as well just stay in five. 2x2, bomb lay. Duck from a V1 bomb array. Ain't got the plans or some are made. Bank get paid off extra trade. Circulate, don't need dope. How much cash could an OD grow? Till all the fed and all have fed. My skin is black, my store is red.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, back, bitches. I want to thank nobody for watching me on Justin TV. I don't even know why I fucking do this. Oh, I gotta unmute myself there. My bad. So we had a great program. Three Abu came through. Ronnie came through. Who else came through? Fuck, I don't remember. Three Abu, Ronnie. Oh, your Cali girl came through. She was pretty amazing tonight. I felt bad for her because she was one of the people that had her BTR show sabotaged by BTR. Funny enough, though, Jeremy Piven was on a show that got cut short because of BTR tonight. But Abu just saw the movie that Jeremy Piven's in, and apparently it's pretty good. But whatevs. So I still have access to my switchboard, so what I think I'm going to do is try to play tunes until they tell me I can't play anymore. I mean, I can read Common Sense. I guess, yeah, fuck it, I'm reading Common Sense. All right, so here we go. Society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one. For when we suffer or are exposed to the same miseries by a government, which we might expect in a country without government, our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnish the means by which we suffer. Government, like dress, is the badge of lost innocence. The palaces of kings are built on the ruins of the bowers of paradise. For were the impulses of conscience clear, uniform, and irresistibly obeyed, man would need to no other lawgiver. But that not being the case, he finds it necessary to surrender up part of his property to furnish means for the protection of the rest. And this he is induced to do by the same prudence which, in every other case, advises him out of two evils to choose the least. Wherefore, security being the true design and end of government, it unanswerably follows that whatever form therefore appears most likely to ensure it to us with the least expense and greatest benefit is preferable to all others. So that's a little taste right there. I don't know. I think I got to read this a couple times before I actually read it over the airs.
That was a good practice, I guess. What I'll do right now is play a little more Muzak. Let's do some. Let's do the Boss. You're tuned to Mega Radio. This is Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay, coming to you in the VIP lounge here on what is now Thursday, August 13th at 1:35 a.m. And feel free to tune in every day, 7 p.m. Pacific, for Mega Show with Mega Dude. And then keep your eye out sporadically for this shit right here, Disorderly Conduct, with your dude, Vincent the Bay, not on the yay. But yeah, so I'm still rolling on this Justin TV show. Like, we have, I guess, like 20 more minutes in the VIP. I'm gonna shut down the VIP pretty soon, though. But for the people in the VIP who are listening to Disorderly Conduct right now, check out Mega Dude. Or my account on Justin TV. It's justintv.com/VTOCCE. And you'll see Mega Dude on there. And this is going to be archived. I recorded this show on Justin TV. So if you want to masturbate to my image, this is the way to do it. And with that said, I'm going to go into the Boss right here on Mega Radio. You're listening to Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
Dark.
hour just fucking conked out on me. So that's the last track I'm going to play off of that. I still haven't watched Abu's new video. He's got a new video on. So I think I'm going to check that out in a second. But I think I'm getting close to calling it quits here. But if you want to keep following me on Justin TV, it's JustinTV/VTOCCE. Yeah, I guess there's no bobblehead tonight. I didn't see... I don't even know what else is on right now. Rock and roll show. How to reach a higher level. Absolute Mackin Radio. Talking. Funny. What's talking?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm going to try a rock and roll radio show. KCPR radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
VTR sucks right now. There's nothing good on right now. How about how to reach a higher level? Spirituality.
Blog Talk Radio.
The language of miracles.
Let's see. Let's get the caller on air. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling Spirit Lily.
Hi, Spirit Lily. I'm enjoying your show. I just wanted to know why you didn't have your chat room open.
Oh, because I'm sorry about that. I just focused more on sharing my story right now. That's why I didn't have it open.
Okay, because I wanted to participate in it, and I'm enjoying your story. I had something spiritual happen with a cat that I had, which I no longer had, and about 2 days.
So you'd be able to deal with it. And know that, like you said, it will be okay because it is a universal force that I believe the higher power God gives us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it was a premonition, and it wasn't a bad dream. Nothing bad happened to the cat. It was just leaving. So I'm thinking whoever took it, because it was well cared for, and at night I would let them out. And, I live in an apartment complex, So I think maybe somebody, you know, just picked it up, thinking maybe it was a stray or something like that. But I absolutely agree with you, and I'm really enjoying your show. So let me go ahead and let you go, and I'll just keep on listening.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. And I want to say thanks to that caller. It was so amazing how that premonition really taught him a lot. So thanks for tuning in. And it looks like we do have another caller, so let's get this caller on air. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling Spirit Lily.
Hey, was it Spirit Lily?
Yes, it is.
Hey there. I'm just calling to listen. I was having problems with my internet connection, so I don't even know what the topic is, but this looks like the most interesting show out of all the ones that are on right now. So I'll just lay low here, and if I have a question or a comment, I'll press 1 and raise my hand.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Okay. Looks like everybody's tuning in, and it's really great to see that everybody has this same similarity about how they each have a soul pet and animal story. So thanks to my callers for listening. Really makes me happy. And like I was talking about my cat, Bello, I didn't know he had FIP, this fatal disease. And I adopted him from this lady, and she knew that he had it. And she told me everything would be okay. And she told me he wouldn't grow, which I thought was kind of weird. And for a kitten, he was even small, for 4 years old. So he gave me unconditional love. And he was really a healer for me. And he saved my life. And I miss him every day. And I know that he's in a better place. I'm getting choked up about this. And he really gave me love, like I said. So one day I just noticed that he was vomiting, and I had chronic diarrhea, and I didn't know what was wrong because he was so healthy, and I took him to the vet, and they couldn't find out anything that was wrong with him, and they said just give him some fluids or maybe change his food, and we did everything we could. So finally I called the lady I adopted him from the rescue shelter, and she's like was really negative with me, and she's assured me that it was just the food, and then she picked him up and took him to the vet and had numerous tests, and she said he would be okay, so she brought him back. And when she brought him back, I knew something wasn't right. So my mother had a premonition that he was a child, a blonde child, and he told her that he was leaving, but that he would be okay because he would be on the other side. So my mom woke up, and she said, did you check on Bello? And I ran down the stairs, and I was like, he's okay. And he wouldn't move, and he lost the will to eat. He couldn't eat anymore. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to live anymore because the disease had took over his brain so much that he couldn't even use the bathroom anymore. It just totally, completely took over him. And the doctor said he only had 3 days to live. So I didn't want him to suffer anymore, so we had to put him down to sleep. And she came to pick him up and take him to the hospital, and me and my mom rushed over there because we wanted to say our goodbyes because we each, Steve, have a soul connected with our pets. So I was really shocked when I went to the hospital that she left him at. They had him in his cage where he used the bathroom, and they had no respect and didn't care because they go, oh, well, he's just dying and it doesn't really matter to us. And to me, it mattered to me, and how they could at least leave an animal in this condition and have no sense of feelings, you know. And so me and my mom demanded that they clean his carrier out and make sure he had water and food. And we'd said our goodbyes, and he was waiting for us, and he was crying out to me and my mom. And we seen this white light surrounding him, and it was so amazing. Like, he knew he was going to pass, but he gave us the reassurance that he would be okay, and to spread the word about FIP and this fatal disease. and I had no clue about it before he came into my life. And he knew that we cared and we loved him. And I told him it's okay to leave. It's okay to be on the other side and that you would be okay. And I always love you. And I know you'll be there waiting for me. And when I did that, I seen these orbs come around him, and he looked up, and he said, yeah, I know I'll be okay because you came to say goodbye, and he cared, and he passed away. And the next day, they had to put him down to sleep because the disease was so fatal for him, and I'm still healing to this day. And I hope to one day we can raise money to find a cure for FIP. And he taught me unconditional love and to love again. And I know we all have our stories of how our pets can touch our lives deeply. And Bello, he touched my life. And he was such a kitten, and he was gone away so fast in my life, but he taught me so much in that little time. And now I'm definitely an advocate for FIP. Without him, I would have never known about it. So that's just one way for me that animals can touch your life. And like the caller just said before, when he had his premonition about his cat leaving, he knew it wasn't bad or it wasn't good. So he knew that he was leaving and he was well taken care of and that the cat was going to be okay. And he believes that we all have this universal force, which I believe is the higher power, whatever your spiritual belief is. God, and he gives us these animals to teach us life lessons, I believe. And I believe that it's just a wonderful gift. And I think more and more people will be more telepathically be able to communicate with their animals. And like I said, you can, it's very easy simply by observing them and talking to your animals, and also respecting them and the questions that you do ask of them, and make sure they're easy questions, and always tell them what's going on, and always reassure them that you love them and you care for them, and always have gratitude for your animals, because you never know when they're going to get a fatal disease or pass, and you want to make sure they're always in the best health condition, and you always have gratitude, and you always are just saying, I'm so thankful that this animal is in my life. I'm so thankful this animal gives me healing. I'm so thankful for this gift that you gave me. And if we do this, this will keep our animals in our life longer by showing gratitude. I do believe that. There's also a chant that my cat likes me to do. She loves when I chant positive music, meditation music, and it makes her very happy, and she'll...
Okay, that's enough of that. Very compelling story. I can relate to it. But we're running out of time, and I want to thank everybody for listening. If you've listened this far, then you are fucking hardcore, bitch.